Father Jacob Restor. Today on Faith Matters, we're going to look at this beautiful icon of the Annunciation. Most of us are familiar, certainly, with the event of the Annunciation, as we meditate on it every day in the first joyful mystery of the Rosary. What is an icon? An icon is a Greek word for image. The first icon was given to us actually from the Lord's own image that was impressed on the veil of Veronica, called the true icon of the Lord. Every icon afterwards then is an image of the Lord, of the Mother of God, of the saints, and then there are icons which would describe events in the mysteries of faith, in the life of the Lord and Our Lady. Today's icon describes that event at the beginning of salvation history when the Word of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, became flesh in the all-pure womb of the Virgin Mary. When we look at an icon, we look at icons in order to discover the theological message which they portray. We try to discover a window onto heaven that leads us to prayer. We don't look at an icon with Western eyes or Western expectations of, that's a pretty picture. We look at an icon to find a message, to find an attitude of faith that we can imitate when we gaze upon it and meditate on it. Perhaps the greatest icon image after the Lord himself is the image of the Mother of God. In this icon, look at the way that Mary bows humbly before the message of the angel. She raises her hand in a gesture of acceptance. We can hear her saying the words of the angelus, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to your word." Mary gives us the model and the example of our prayer. We should also come to the Lord with this attitude of surrender, of acceptance of God's will. We don't know what God's will is for us each day, but it comes to us in every moment of the day. And our best attitude, our greatest attitude, is like Mary, just to surrender to what God asks of us at this moment. And be sure that God will never give us more than we can handle, that he will give us the grace to fulfill his will each day. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. The angel is a messenger from God, and so we often will receive inspirations from the Lord throughout the day. That's the time to surrender as well, to know that God loves you and God speaks to you through all the ordinary events of your day. And like Our Lady, if we simply surrender, say, "Yes, Lord, your will be done. Whatever you want for me, Lord, I will do." This is a wonderful icon to keep in your bedroom, to look at the moment that you wake up, you look at the icon of Our Lady at the Annunciation, and you begin your day in humble adoration before the Lord, humble acceptance in that morning offering, as Mary makes the morning offering through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. "I offer you all the prayer, work, joy, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in reparation for sin, and for the intentions of the Holy Father." What a wonderful way to begin your day. Then you become, like Mary, an icon of God's grace, surrendering to all that the Lord asks of you. Know that God loves you with an infinite love. He will never leave you with more than you can handle. You always have Our Lady with you, who stood by the apostles, who stood at the foot of the cross, who knew what it is to be living a life of faith. Let Our Lady be the mother of your faith. Let her teach us how to surrender. "Your will be done. Into your hands I commend my spirit. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me." God bless you.